town by flour. Uh-huh. He'd go sometimes. There was a, we were talking about that little grist mill there. Now there was another mill over there that they ground flour.
Uh-huh.
And we raised our own wheat, you know.
Uh-huh.
See, and we'd go by once every week or two. And my father would take he'd take quite a little bit of wheat, you know, and grind it.
Uh-huh.
And get his bran and shorts back.
Shorts, and what are shorts?
Shorts is a part of the wheat husk that don't go into the flour, you know, see.
Uh-huh.
It's a little better grade of stuff than bran is.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, now, those days, boy, I went to my father when I was just a little old boy, just about big enough, you know, to go to school, go with him to mill. That's you're talking about there, you see, about 65 years.
Yeah. Reaches back,
well,
doesn't
that's
it?
That's a long time you were thinking about it.
Did you ever put your hay in the field?
You mean stack it in the field? Yes, sometimes in a shorter room, you know, they'd stack it in the field.
What'd they call that when they had a big
stack of hay out there?
Uh-huh. Did they ever have smaller stacks that they put onto the big stack?
Shocks, you mean?
Uh-huh.
They call them shocks, yeah. They sometimes they'd shock it and leave it shocked a while before they did stack it. And they done lots of their corn, they'd cut the tops off for feed, you know, fodder.
Uh-huh.
We call it cutting tops.
Uh-huh. Where would they store that?
Well, that there now, when we cut the tops, we'd shock it right in the field till it got all dried out for a week or so, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Then move it into the barn and stack it.
Mm-hmm.
And feed it off in the stack bin in the winter time.
Uh-huh. Now, was a shock for hay, and did they have a shock for corn, too, then?
Yeah, we shocked this fodder, you know, that we cut off these tops, shock it, and then move it in then later, and so hay was practically the same way.
Uh-huh. How about wheat?
Well, now, wheat, I'll tell you what happened now. You're getting way back. I've seen my father, for 4 or 5 years there. Before they got a binder, maybe longer. He'd have his wheat would be ready to cut. Maybe he'd have 10, 15 acres, not over 15. Nobody hardly had more than 15, but they all raised some wheat.
Uh-huh.
The neighbors would find out his wheat is ready to cut, and they'd just fog in there and run 4, 5, 6 cradles. All right, I have cut his wheat, and next day, next man's wheat is nearest ready, go cut his.
Huh.
Seen that happen many times. Come along and pick it up and make money right up. Then they'd stack it and then get a trash bin along the floor.
What did they call the stacks? Anything special?
Wheat stacks is all I remember. Yeah, called wheat stacks.
How did they sharpen their cradles?
You know, they had an old-fashioned grind rock. They'd take them cradle blades off, you know.
Uh-huh.
Grind them ever so often, say once a day or once every 2 days, and then they had a rock, and they'd whip those blades through.
They carry it in the pocket?
Yeah, carry the rock back in the pocket. Before the binders come in, I got big enough that I could cradle pretty well myself.
That's real life, isn't it?
That's you bet. Yes, sir. But I didn't do much of it. I never done enough of it to make a real good cradler. Now my brother older than I, 2 or 3 years older, he got to be a real cradler. My father was awful good cradler.
Hmm. It's interesting how soon that art was lost when they got
better. Oh my, and then you know they got the old fashioned reaper, you know, they'd cut this stuff and just drop it, you know.
Yeah.
And then they'd tie it in bundles and stack it from one thing to another, and then when the fella come along with a binder, you know, man, that was something.
Yeah.
Oh, man.